The school swirled with excited chatter when I picked Katie up. Like most parents, I had taken it for granted that friends and conversation would fill my daughter's life. But friends and conversation don't come easily to an autistic 8-year-old. For Katie, they hadn't come at all. A girl with long silky hair ran up and said hi. Katie grinned and studied the clouds, her caramel curls glinting in the sun. "Katie," I said, "what do you say?" She glanced at the girl, flapping her hands like a quail struggling for flight. "Hi, Katie." "Try again," I said. I looked at the girl, who was unfazed by Katie's response. "What's your name?" "I'm London," she said, looking at Katie. "Lun-dun." The name suited her. She oozed big city sophistication. I said hi. Katie echoed my response. Her blue-gray gaze flitted to London, then away. London smiled. "I'm friends with Katie. I sit with her every day at recess." She paused, but I was too stunned to speak. "Well, I sit with her in the lunchroom. I would sit with her at recess, but Katie doesn't sit much." "No," I managed to laugh. "She doesn't." How was it possible that this gorgeous, chatty girl was friends with my quirky, quiet daughter? London had "most popular" written all over her. She could play with anyone she wanted. It pained me to think it, but why Katie? "Katie runs really fast, and she climbs the monkey bars with the boys." London's face filled with awe. It saddened me that a first grader considered certain activities limited to boys. Was I happy or sad that Katie would never understand these subtle, unwritten rules? "I can climb," Katie said. "The itty-bitty biter climbed up the water spout." London laughed. "She's funny, too." I nodded. "Hey, London, if Katie talked more, I know she'd say she likes sitting with you at lunch." She flipped her hair and shrugged. London had never been shunned by her cousins or kids at the park. Her mother had never watched her stand by the swings, silent and ignored. Tears pooled behind my eyes. "It means a lot to me, and I'm sure it does to Katie, too, so thank you." I fought the urge to hug her. "I like her," she said. My lip trembled. I worried she'd think I was strange, crying at school. I took a deep breath and told her we needed to go. London smiled. "Okay. Bye, Katie." Katie assembled her response. "Bye, Lee. Bye, London." She grinned, pleased with herself, and we shared a round of high fives. I cried on the drive home. I'd feared this day would never come, but somehow, unexpectedly, it was here. I silently thanked London, as well as her parents, her family, her teacher, her school. "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." My smart, stubborn, beautiful, barely verbal autistic daughter had a friend.